Good morning, everybody. How are you today? Good. My name is Wayne Curry. I'm one of the elders here. I'm here with the announcements for July the 20th. If you'd like to give today, there's an offering box in the back that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Now that we're on summer break, our children will stay in the service, and we have provided coloring paper and crayons for them to color with that are in the foyer. There will be a nursery for those of baby to 3 years old after the singing time. Summer Jam Kids Camp is running from August 18th to 22nd. You can sign up online, or there are paper copies at the registration table in the foyer. Also, there is a board for needed supplies or notepads, which you can take with you. We're going to be decorating the church on Tuesday, August the 5th, and Thursday, August the 7th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. This helps create a fun atmosphere for our kids' camp. There is a sign-up sheet at the Summer Jam table. Even if you come for a couple of hours to help out, that would be great. You have noticed some dirt piles outside. Big thanks for the people that came yesterday to help with moving the dirt and putting it around the building. You guys did a great job. If you'd like prayer today, there'll be people in the back corner to pray with you. That's all.
If you're comfortable, please stand and we'll continue worshiping the Lord in song.
Are you hurting and broken within? Overwhelmed by the weight of your sin? Jesus is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Leave behind your regrets and mistakes. Come today, there's no reason. Jesus is calling. Bring your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes a new life is born. Jesus is calling. Come to the altar. The Father's arms are open. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. What a Savior, isn't He wonderful? Sing hallelujah, Christ is risen. Bow down before. Forgiveness was bought with your cross as you wait for the crown. Tell the world of the treasure you found. Was lost, I walked away. The road was dark, I could not see. My hope was gone, the pain was real, but your mercy,
you saw my steps.
You died.
your mercy. Forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you were condemned. I'm alive and well, your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Forsaken, I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love. Forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you were condemned. I'm alive and well, your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Die for me. Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you.
One day, some parents brought their children to Jesus so he could touch and bless them. But the disciples scolded the parents for bothering him. When Jesus saw what was happening, he was angry with his disciples. He said to them, "Let the children come to me. Don't stop them. For the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like children." Is that a time out? Okay, continue going. I tell you the truth, anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it. Then he took the children in his arms. He placed his hands on their heads.
And he blessed them. That comes from Mark 10:13-16. Throughout the ages, godly parents have presented their children to the Lord in dedication. You follow a noble heritage. In presenting your children to the Lord, you enter a solemn relationship with God, who keeps his covenant to 1,000 generations. Believing these children are a gift from God, and they are. He shall hold you accountable for them. Do you now solemnly confess that it's your purpose to dedicate these children to the Lord and to his service? Will you pray for them, instruct them faithfully in the doctrines of the Christian faith, teach them to read the Word of God, to pray and to lead a holy life, taking them faithfully to the house of worship, to attend its services, and do all that's in your power to bring them to a knowledge of Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord? Then say, "We will." The kids are agreeing. We have heard these parents declare the desire to present their children to God and to pass on their Christian faith. As a community, will you acknowledge your responsibility in supporting these parents and these children as they grow to adulthood? If so, you will signify your acceptance by saying, "We will. We will." I'm going to pray now over Oliver, Michaela, and their children. Jesus, I just thank you for Oliver and Michaela's life. We pray for your peace, your presence, and your grace to rest upon them. Give them the wisdom and the patience and the love that they need in raising these little ones to know you, to love you, to serve you. Alethea, may you have the boldness and ferociousness of a lion in your faith for Jesus. Azrael, you'll be like the fragrance after the rain, pleasing to all. Atticus, you'll be a safe place for others, a person of safety. Calliope, may you be fresh water when others are bitter. Silas, you will create waves wherever you go. This will be a good thing. I bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you. You can stand and greet each other, and those babies to three can go to nursery.
Thank you for the advice. Yeah. Yeah. No, good advice. That's good.
Il faut du temps, il faut aller. Non, il y a juste à dire.
I had not heard that song 2 weeks ago. I just saw it in a list. Oh, what's this? I'm like,
we're going to come into our quiet time. Since Wayne wasn't here yesterday morning, I was trying to convince him that we had an outbreak of gophers around the building, and he needed to put traps up for all the dirt. We're going to use Lamentations to guide our prayers. Adoration. In Lamentations 5-19, it celebrates with these words: "But Lord, you remain the same forever. Your throne continues from generation to generation. Let us worship God who reigns forever and ever." God, you're unchangeable. Your goodness, your love, your mercy, your perfection are forever the same. We worship you, enthroned and high above all things, our eternal King. Confession, chapter 3, verse 40 to 42. It reminds us, instead, let us test and examine our ways. Let us turn back to the Lord. Let us lift our hearts and hands to God in heaven and say, we've sinned and rebelled. God longs to forgive and restore us to himself, no matter what we've done. Let us lift our hearts and hands to God, acknowledging our sins, turning from them, and seeking his forgiveness. Thank you, God, for the forgiveness of sins. We're so easily led astray. We want to keep our hearts soft and our eyes only on you. Thanksgiving, we're encouraged in Lamentations 3, 22 to 24 with these words: "The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance. Therefore, I will hope in him." How has God's faithfulness, love, and mercy marked your life this week? Quietly now, let us thank him for the amazing things he's done for each of us. Thank you that you are always present to us. You make things new and fresh each morning. You are all we need. In you alone we find our hope. Supplication, chapter 3, verse 25, 26. The Lord is good to those who depend on him, to those who search him. So it's good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. We come before him now quietly, expectantly, knowing he cares about all the concerns and troubles that we experience. Let us bring a request before him now. God, we trust in your goodness. We want to depend on you entirely. As we've lifted these silent requests before you, we wait for you to move. We pray for Wilford and Monique, Rowena and Landon, for Philbert and Clissy and their family, for Carter and Janelia and their little ones, Bev's family, Judy Ann and Bob, for Ernie and Darlene, for Lou and Harold, Isaac and Corrine, for Shirek and Jamin, Matthew and Trina, Dwayne and Carmen, Roman and Lori, for Neville and Marcia, for Terry, for Taylor and Rebecca, for Diane, for David, Michael and Tavia and their family, for Tanya, some of the places around the world: Jamaica, Japan, Israel, Syria, Lebanon, for Canada, the United States. God, we pray for healing and peace in our land. And then all the unspoken requests. God, we know that you love us. We know that you care about all the things that weigh in our hearts. And so, God, come and do for us what only you can do. Come and meet us. Come and love us. Let us experience your grace. Thank you for your healing touch. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray as Jesus has taught us, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Scripture reading this morning, I'm sure most of you in here have already read this. It's John chapter 8, verses 1 to 11, the woman caught in adultery. Put your hand up if you read that before. Few of us have. It's great. So as I read this, just consider which of these parties you might identify with. So Jesus returned to the Mount of Olives, but early the next morning, he was back again at the temple. A crowd soon gathered, and he sat down and taught them. As he was speaking, the teachers of religious law and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in the act of adultery. They put her in front of the crowd. Teacher, they said to Jesus, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. They were trying to trap him into saying something that they could use against him. But Jesus stooped down and he wrote in the dust with his finger. They kept demanding an answer. So he stood up again and he said, all right, but let the one who has never sinned throw the first stone. Then he stooped down again and wrote in the dust. When the accusers heard this, they slipped away one by one, beginning with the oldest, until only Jesus was left in the middle of the crowd with the woman. Then Jesus stood up again and said to the woman, where are your accusers? Didn't even one of them condemn you? No, Lord, she said. And Jesus said, neither do I. Go and sin no more.
Let's stand again, please.
Jesus, to you we lift our eyes. Jesus, adore you. Our Savior ever true, oh Jesus, we turn our eyes to you. Turn your eyes to the heavens, our King will return for his own. Every knee will bow, Jesus alone. Jesus, to you we lift our eyes. Jesus, our glory and our prize. We adore you, behold you, our Savior ever true. Oh Jesus, we turn our eyes to you. Jesus, we turn our eyes to you.
Amen. You may be seated.